So this one guy, he would always leave his Christmas lights on like year long, and they were like the big ones. So we would like rip him off, like twist him off the tree, and then we would take him over to the park and we would pop them, and they'd make these really loud popping sounds. And then one day he caught us and we grabbed as many bulbs as we could and we ran. But I was like, don't leave your Christmas lights on all year, because kids are going to steal them and then want to pop them because they make fun sounds.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Secret Room. I'm Ben Hamm. We produce 26 episodes of this podcast every year, but we get hundreds of secrets. Many are shorter and just can't fill a whole episode, and that leaves me torn, because we have all these wonderful stories, but nowhere to share them. But as we close out the year, I thought this would be a great time to give them life. So hang on for a special collection of secrets that are funny and heartfelt. We've curated them just for you to wrap up this year with a bow.
Hi, Ben. Thank you for having me. I am turning 19 in February. I kind of got up like half an hour ago, but I'm awake. Basically, like every day I go see my boyfriend. It's probably 7-8 o'clock at night. Borrowing my mom's car because I don't have a car. I get in the car, start driving, and then pick up my phone to text my boyfriend to tell him I'm on my way. OMW. But I don't like the exclamation mark at the end, so I went to delete that, and that's when it happened. I hear this bump and crash, and then my hands fly back onto the wheel. I look up, and I am shaking, because I'm like, oh my goodness, I just hit something. I'm not even a minute away from my house. And I just stop breathing to like catch my breath, because I'm shaking so bad. I'm shaking right now just thinking of it. And then I see this car go by really slowly from the other direction. This lady is just staring at me. She's kind of nosy. I don't really know who she is, but... And then I got out of the car, and I quickly check my car for damage, but see nothing. And then I see what I had hit, which was two recycling bins and the curb. I could have hit a tree and... this electric box thing, which is like maybe 3 feet in height, but it's metal and it would have definitely left a mark. I was very lucky. I was lucky there was no car there. I definitely would have hit a car. So I cleaned up the recycling and then quickly get back in my car. And then I see the same lady drive back past my car, still staring at me, wondering what I'm doing. Probably wondering if I would just drive off and not pick up the recycling bins. And then I get back in my car and I don't even touch or look at my phone. That's just, it's bad. I'm driving with two hands on the wheel the entire way at 10 and 2, shaking, so scared. And then I'm driving to my boyfriend's house, shaking the whole way, making sure I'm going the speed limit, driving as best I can, not looking at my phone. I'm trying to calm myself down, like, repeating, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay, and promising myself, like, I'm never going on my phone ever again, never again. I'm never texting and driving. And then I make it safely to his house. I park the car. I wait for him. I ask him if he sees anything. And he, like, gasps and is like, oh my gosh, what did you do? I'm just like, no, I'm gonna be in so much trouble. So I rush out of the car. He's pulling my leg like nothing happened. There's nothing wrong. You couldn't see any damage. But I looked like more closely. I don't know if I did this or if my mom did this. I never asked her because I didn't want her to be like, oh, how did that happen? Oh, I have no idea. There's like a little crack underneath the bumper. There's this plastic. I don't even know what it, I don't know cars, but... But you can't see it because it's just hidden by the bumper. If she did notice it, she's like, oh, that's been there. It's fine. She's not going to notice it. I put it so it doesn't, you can't really see the crack unless you're looking at it and like wiggling the piece. And then get back in the car and drive wherever we were going. Not looking at my phone, of course. he's always on his phone when driving, and I'm like, get off your phone, don't go on your phone, and he still does it, it's fine, haven't died yet. I don't text, but I do change the music, so I'm still kind of on my phone. I try my best not to text. There's the occasional time where I do. We have a new car now. There's nothing really she can do, because we don't have that car anymore.
Hi, Ben. This is me telling my Christmas secret. So one day, about 98 or so, it's early December, and I'm talking to one of my coworkers, and he's telling me, very matter-of-factly, really just kind of a throwaway comment in the rest of our conversation while we were out smoking, that he and his kids weren't really going to have Christmas that year because of money. Now, I knew from his division and his job classification that that was not an exaggeration. He had a wife and a pair of kids, and even though she probably had a job, God, she had to have had a job. My guess is that, yeah, between the rent and kids and the kind of financial death by a thousand cuts that happens to the working poor, that Christmas was going to be love and not a whole lot else. Cut to me. I'm single and newly promoted, and I'm not getting paid a lot, but it's more than I've ever made in my life. So I got this idea. And maybe it was right then, and maybe it was later that day. But either way, the idea was totally out of character for me. At lunchtime, I went to the little cards and notion shop around the corner to get a Christmas card, and then I went to the ATM across the street. I took out $100, and I tucked it into the card, and then I gave it to the kid in the mailroom and asked him to deliver it to, let's just call him Greg, anonymously. And that was the last I ever heard of it. Not a buzz from the other folks in that division. Not from the other smokers. I mean, I never questioned or speculated whether he was telling the truth or even what happened to the money. Turns out it was the best Christmas present I'd ever given myself. I've told my wife, and I think one, maybe two other people. So it's just always been my warm little Christmas secret. Yeah.
Short story, when I was in fourth grade, I was living in Japan in a DOD school, Department of Defense, and we were living in this off-base apartment building in Okinawa, Japan. And I built a clubhouse with a group of American kids in the middle of rural Japan, and we were all getting along and it was great, and then some other female character came in and took over my place, and they decided to rename the club the We Hate Club. And they would throw rocks at my window all day, and that was their game plan. It was great for them, and it was horrible for me. And so eventually, my family had a party at their house, because it's a military, you know, situation. You know, families have parties. That's all they do is party in each other's houses. So they come to my parents' house, and they all have a party, and I tell my sob story about how all of their children are making this clubhouse is called the We Hate Club, and they're throwing rocks at my windows and they hate me so much. And so all the family, you know, all the parents are drunk, of course, and they give me these knives and scissors, and they all watch on this balcony as I go downstairs to tear apart their children's clubhouses.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that is really weird.
It's the weirdest thing. I mean, the weirdest things happen to me. I don't know.
Yeah. So you tore apart the clubhouse?
Oh, as they were cheering, it was great.
Okay. Good for you. We were empowered out of that.
I was like, are you sure you want me to do this? Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't really have any good other secrets for you, I guess.
Hi, Ben. My name is, and I am from Texas. I actually just did something that I will keep secret. I did it as a kid, numerous times, but never as an adult. I was simply just doing some grocery shopping late at night after work, and it just so happened that I didn't have enough funds in my bank. And as I was about to call an attendant to cancel the whole thing, he wasn't available. He was doing something else. Well, there is a section on your way out to leave your card if you're not going to take it with you. So the employees can start putting away some of the stuff that the customers left behind. I was about to do that when, at an impulse, I decided to just walk out. It's $56 worth of groceries that I walked out. And I called my friend, a co-worker friend, because I was freaking out. I couldn't believe what I had done. Nobody was following me. There was no suspicion. I just felt so horrible, but not horrible enough to return it because I really needed these groceries. I'm panicking. I didn't know who else to call, but I am a big fan of the Secret Room, and I know that you guys would love my secret because it's something that happens all the time. I know of people who do it during the holidays when security guards are busy just looking at everybody, people walking out with TVs and laptops and stuff like that. I never thought I would be one of those people. Do I feel guilty? Yes. Will I do it again? No. But I just wanted to share my secret because this is something that I have to keep secret. I'm an adult, and as adults don't do stuff like that. I'm just freaking out, but that's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the Secret Room.
Hi, Ben.
So you have a secret that takes you back to high school,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do too well on a test, right? If Tracy sounds familiar, it's because you know her already. Tracy was my guest in episode 74, when I was a broke and destitute teen. And what a rollicking adventure that story was. Tracy's reprise is next. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the Secret Room.
Hi, Ben.
So you have a secret that takes you back to high school,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do too well on a test, right?
Yeah, I wasn't doing too well in a course, which it was biology. And at that time in my life, I was a sophomore in high school. And it was before I really got totally off the rails, but I was headed that way and struggling. My parents divorced. So I was just really alone, just struggling in a... for whatever reason, and high school's tough no matter what. So I was struggling in this biology class, not because it was hard, it's because I was distracted and not doing the work. And I had no idea what my real grade was, but I was pretty close to failing. I had never failed a class. I was always a really good student, but yeah, I was involved with the wrong boy at that time and just not into school. And I had been threatened with summer school. I believe that the guidance counselor told me that, you know, I'm going to have to take summer school for biology. And I was horrified. I mean, that's horrors of all horrors. No, you know, you don't want your summer ruined. This wasn't significantly premeditated, but I remember having lunch and I was walking through the halls. Classes had not really switched yet. So everybody, it was quiet. People were having lunch downstairs. And I was walking upstairs to my locker and I walked past the biology room and the teacher, Mr. Manus, I'll never forget him. For some reason, I looked in the little window of the classroom and I saw his grade book there. And I can't believe I did this. Leading up to this and after this, I've never cheated on anything, and I've always taken pride in that. I've never, ever, ever cheated on anything. And nobody's around, so I impulsively, just without thinking, slipped into the room, and I really was after seeing what my grade was. So I was all nervous. I was sweaty, and I flipped really quick and looked, and I could see in the light of the hallway shining in there that I had a D. And I was like, oh, my God. And there was a pen right there, and I changed that D to a B.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yes. And so, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's like a crime. Oh, my God. Ooh, it makes me break out in a sweat now. And I changed that to a B. He never picked up on it because I'm sure he had so many students. He never picked up on it. I didn't have to go to summer school, but, man, I kind of wish I had and paid my penance. So that's a bad move.
Wow.
So
to this day, your record says you got a B in that class.
Yep. And I lied and I cheated and I hate that. It bothers me and I can't fix that, you know? Can't fix it.
Yeah.
I just, people who cheat just really bother me. People who cheat in life and at their jobs or anything or try to skate through have always bothered me. And I was never a cheater. I was always so honest. And what came over me that day was like the devil made me do it. And I'm like, oh my God. As soon as I left that room, I was sorry and paranoid.
Did you ever tell anybody?
No, never.
Secret you carry with you?
Yep, never. Until now. Mm. Yep, till now. Yep. And I can't fix it and it bothers me. Yep.
Hi, I'd like to stay anonymous, but let me start over. Hi, I'd like to stay anonymous, but my secret is about 2 years ago, I was at a festival and had to use the restroom and went to a porta potty, dropped my keys inside of the porta potty toilet. And mind you, this is midday, so the porta potty was full. I had to fish out my keys. I was so embarrassed. It's broad daylight. I had to then go try to wash off my keys, which of course is the hard thing to do. And just the rest of the day, the keys were in my pocket and everybody kept asking, what's that smell? What's that smell? And I just kept the secret to myself and I probably never will tell anyone ever again. It was so filthy and dirty, but love the podcast and thank you for all of your secrets.
Hi, I am from Indiana. My phone number is, and my secret is I write poetry, and many people say it's beautiful poetry, except that it's very sad, and people are surprised how come such a fun-loving and outgoing person like me writes this deeply sad poetry. And I always say that it's just inspiration. This is just the way it comes to me. But the truth is that I'm deeply bipolar, but I don't want anybody to know. So I live and feel each and every one of my poems, and people just think that I'm making all of it up. Thanks.
Hello, this is, and I have a secret. My secret is that I am relieved that I did not marry my ex-boyfriend because he has a sister from hell. She is a pathological liar, a manipulator, and she will tell you anything just so that she can use you. She stayed at my place for a few months, making me believe that she wanted to help me out in watching my son. My son is little. He was only about 2.5 years old. She said that she was very willing to come from San Antonio to a place nearby, 8 to 10 hours away, to help me watch my son. And I said, okay, you know, I'd rather she do it than a stranger. Well, she used everything that she could to manipulate me, and I let her stay there. She didn't have to pay for anything. You know, she ate anything she wanted. She used my car when she wanted to. She would make me believe that it was for work, when in reality, she was using it to go out with some random girl and go to some random weddings, and she would just lie to me. When she came down to watch my son, she came down with her girlfriend and her best friend. So it turns out that her girlfriend ended up watching my son because she was not a citizen. She ended up getting a hamster. She didn't ask me if she could bring it in because I have an apartment, just a 2-bedroom apartment. The entire dining area was full of cages for her hamster. So I had nowhere to eat there. So I ended up lying to her, telling her that the landlord found out that I have a pet and that she would need me to pay her $500 just to have a pet. That is true. That would have to pay a $500 deposit. But the lie was that I didn't tell her. I lied about that just so that she can get her pet hamster and leave. Well, she ended up moving in with her grandmother temporarily while her girlfriend watched my son because her grandmother was ill. And she would make it seem like she was her caregiver, but that was just so that she could have her own space and she could do whatever she wanted. That's when she started seeing somebody else. So she was cheating on her girlfriend and using me and my car whenever she wanted. All of this got revealed in the end when she took off. She went back to San Antonio. She had lied to me saying she was going to go get her stuff from San Antonio so she could come back and continue watching our son, my son. Even though she really wasn't watching him. So she said she was going to come back in a week, and she never did. Well, when she didn't come back, that's when, well, I'm going to call her just the nanny, her girlfriend, the nanny, because she was originally watching my son. And so we caught her in all of these lies. I decided that I just never wanted her to ever, ever come back to my place ever again. Because she was such a liar. And I hate liars. I hate being used. This has happened to me before with the next boyfriend, which I was going to marry. Turns out he was a con artist. So that's another story. So yeah, that is my secret. I'm glad that my boyfriend and I broke up. We never married. And I thank God for that because I do not want to be a part of that family. Her mom, however, is a great-grandmother, so that's the only good thing about this relationship. And that is my story.
Hi, Ben. My name's... And my secret is I like to put the picture of a person who has caused me anger or I've become mad with. I put their picture on a golf ball. And what I do is I go online. I have a website that I go to that allows me to put their picture on a golf ball and they'll print it for me. Usually I get a sleeve of three for maybe $20. And when the golf balls come to me, usually takes 10 to 15 business days. I take the golf balls to a undisclosed location, usually a wooded area or just outside a wooded area. I hit the golf ball into the wooded area or to a lake or river. What I do from there is I tee up and I take all the aggression and anger and anxiety and every other emotion I can think of, and I channel that frustration through my driver into that golf ball and hit as hard as I can. A lot of times I like to take it to a river and see how far a river or lake and see how far I can get across the water with it. I don't really care which direction it goes as long as there's nobody that would get hurt. And I do make sure that no one else gets hurt or is in the way of me hitting that golf ball as hard as I want, not caring which direction it goes. So that's why I really prefer using a lake or a river. Make sure there's no boats or anything, no trains going by. I hit the golf ball as hard as I can, and once I'm done, I feel great. May not feel the greatest, but I do feel relieved, and it has become a pretty good therapy for me. The only problem is it is $20, but if you weigh that in with the cost to talk to a therapist, and you may or may not like what the therapist may have to say back to you, this is a good way of therapy for me because I don't have to worry about anybody saying anything back to me. Thank you, Ben.
And what to fake in college attendance? An app romance gone weirdly awry? And spinning donuts in a spray-painted Honda CR-V hatchback douchemobile have in common? They are the next secrets in our special year-end collection. Also ahead, a secret room annual tradition. And now, the secret trifecta I promised, as your curated secret roundup rolls on.
My name is, and my secret is that everyone in my life thinks that I'm taking graduate classes, but I'm not. I'd always been a high achiever in school. I took AP classes in high school and went to an all-honors college. In the senior year of my undergraduate career, my dad got really sick, and I had to split time between classes and helping my mom with him and with doctors and lawyers. So I would go to class during the week. Friday night, I would make the 4-hour drive home. And then Sunday night, I would make the 4-hour drive back to school for class. I ended up getting into a major MBA program, but I hadn't had time to apply for scholarships, so I couldn't afford it. I took a gap year, but by the time my deferment was up, I was just burnt out between working so hard for so many years in school and now being a caretaker and working a full-time job. I just couldn't muster up the energy to try again for grad school. The program that I got into has a 2-class system for people who are deferred. That's sort of a study skills class and an introductory to your major class. It's about $1,000. And my family is very excited about the opportunity, so I signed up and I paid my first tuition payment. But almost immediately after I made that payment, maybe like a week later, my fiance got laid off. There's no way we could comfortably afford the rest of the class, and I didn't want to really be there anyway, so I dropped out. I didn't want to disappoint anyone, so I didn't tell anyone. My family, my fiance, who I live with, all think that I go to class every Thursday night, but really I go to the office in my apartment complex and just watch YouTube videos and highlight in my textbook so it looks like I'm reading it. Yeah, so that's my secret. Everyone thinks I'm taking graduate classes, but I'm not.
I don't even know if you like these. I just like leaving them for you because I like to vent. And for all I know, you ignore them because they're dumb. So today I went to this friend's party and it was really good. We went to this really cool place, really good eats. So the funny thing is I just have to tell you the story from the beginning, I guess. Let's backtrack a few months ago. Long story short, I connected with this guy on Whisper. Everything's going really great. It was a Friday. We talked for about one day. Towards the evening, he said, hey, what are you doing tonight? And I said, oh, I'm going to First Friday, which is this thing we do here in town where all the businesses are open late on the first Friday of every month. And he said, oh, if my leg wasn't hurt, I would be going to First Friday too. And I was like, oh, bummer. And then he was like, my friend is going. And I said, oh, your friend sounds smart. And then he goes, listen to this. If you see a short, curvy Latina with really curly hair and the most beautiful eyes, that's my friend. And I was like, huh, funny. That's not that far off from a description of me. And then he kind of was like, what? What do you mean? What are you talking about? And I was like, no, I'm just saying that's kind of what I look like. And as he was describing her, I was like, I know her. I went to high school. I know her. And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, no, I'm just whatever. I said, do you know? Because I do too. That sounds like to me. And he just like blew a cap. And he was like, how the fuck do you know? I can't believe you do this to me. Blah, 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 blah. I can't believe you're doing this. And he just blocked me on Whisper. He blocked me. I was like, the fuck? I told my mom. I was like, mom, don't you think that's weird? Mom was like, are you still friends with this girl on Facebook? I was like, sure thing. And she's like, yo, stalk him. So I stalked him on Facebook, compliments of my mom. And he was not that cute, so I didn't even worry about it. Of course, after I stalk him on Facebook, I check him out, whatever. Texts me, like, the next day. Hey, did you talk to this guy named on Whisper? Yeah, why? He's a friend of mine. He feels like an asshole. He blocked you because he thought it was me playing a trick on him, playing a prank. And I was like, well, nope. It's me. And I was like, girl, how you been? I just, like, moved on. Like, I did not have time for this conversation about this douchehole. Anyway, all that is to say, he was at the party tonight. This fella. He's like a lame. He's so lame. And he was sweaty the whole time. And not just sweaty, because like I'm a sweaty person. I should let you know right now, I'm a sweaty person. He was like profusely sweating the whole time. Whatever. Yeah, but he was there and he was awkward. And I don't know what he does, but he must be some kind of high roller bitch. Because he was giving these drag queens like 10s and 20s. Like every time the drag queen would come out, he would just like, give her 20 bucks. Shoot, I wish I could give 20 bucks to a drag queen. But he was really weird. Like, He would never join the conversation at the table. And then my friend who gave me a ride, who's best friends with as well, told me he has penis problems. So, of course, I got that juicy gossip. Ugh, I feel like such a mean person because I get it. I mean, if a guy has an issue with an erection, fine, you figure it out, you move along. But this guy, yo, it sounds like it's a real struggle for him. So, anyway, I'm going to sleep. I hope you don't mind hearing 4 minutes of my voice.
Hi, my name is... I lived in Lino Lakes, Minnesota at the time that this happened. I was 15, and I had a boyfriend that thought he was really, really cool in a literal spray-painted Honda CRV douche-mobile. And it was winter, and he thought it was really cool to flip donuts and on the ice and go down the street sliding, skidding. And one day when he was dropping me off from high school, he did a donut right into my driveway, as, you know, one does in a spray-painted Honda CRV hatchback. And he hit my mailbox, which was this big wooden, like, thing, and he actually knocked it over. So when he had to pull back out of the donut, it just, like, fell over. And nobody was, like, my dad wasn't around. He, like, wasn't back from work. My mom wasn't around. And we just left it. And I went inside, and he left. And when my dad got home, he just was like, oh, the termites must have gotten to it. Like, the termites? And I was like, yeah, the termites must have gotten to it. And so he goes along and just fixes it. And to this day, it's just the termites must have gotten to it. That's what he says about it. Okay, thanks.
And in just a moment, an annual Secret Room tradition. And we're back.
Hi, do you have a secret?
Hi, yes, I have a secret. It's about my recent wedding. I had over 85 envelopes at the wedding, all perfect, beautiful wedding gifts. However, my best friend and his family got my information wrong. His parents used their best friend's last name instead of my last name, so I can't cash that check. And then he used my wife's first name and my last name. I don't really know how to tell them that. My wife's not changing her name.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to tell them?
I think I'm just going to hope that they realize that I didn't cash their checks and suddenly send me a new one.
Well, I hope you do get the checks.
God, I do too. It's an expensive wedding.
Well, congratulations and thank you for the secret.
Thank you.
What's your secret?
Okay, so my secret is, in college, I didn't study for a test, and I was basically telling one of my friends, and she was like, oh, I could totally pass that test, and it was a geology 100 level test. So as soon as she told me she would pass the test for me, because we would never get caught, because there was like over 800 students in that class. So I was like, okay, I should definitely let her take the test for me so I could get out of studying. Like, it's easy. So she thought she passed the test, and turns out she actually failed the test. Good thing was that no one ever found out about it still to this day, but the bad thing was I had to retake the test. And what it really did was it truly bonded us, made us realize we are both two knuckleheaded friends that clearly deserve each other. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your secret?
I am a voracious reader who works for her local public library. I love my job. And my secret is that I regularly forgive my own library fines when I turn in books late. Oops.
What's your secret?
So when I was 17, I answered an ad in the newspaper for an escort, not knowing what an escort was until my father got home from work that day and I mentioned that I had applied to be an escort. Of course, he was absolutely furious and explained to me that it was another name for a hooker. So I was definitely appalled and totally petrified. And my phone started ringing that night at 11 p.m. asking for interviews.
Hello, Dahlia Beta here. Here's my street secret.
So when I was about 13, I went with my best friend and her family to San Antonio for the weekend. And for some reason, she and I decided to speak all weekend with British accents. Yes, in San Antonio, Texas. Just like this. To be honest, I've had a lot of years of practice. It sounded not nearly as good as this. And that gives you a little idea of what her parents had to put up with all weekend. And to this day, I'm still pretty embarrassed about it.
Do you have
Tell
a secret?
Me how it is. What happened was, is that I broke into my boyfriend's cell phone and I found out his parents were loaded. And then he doesn't want to tell me because he wants me to think he's a normal person, but I can't help it. I look at him differently. And now I'm never letting his ass go. And I'm not signing no prenup. Like, that's what happens.
What's your secret?
Hi, okay. My secret is me and my boyfriend do not live together. So we have this competitive spirit. We both like to play like games and see who could like outbeat the other one. Well, I started to record the Jeopardy shows just that when I went over to his house, I knew all the answers. So right now he thinks I'm basically a genius and it is freaking hilarious when I'm getting these answers and he's just in a state of like, what the hell? So my secret is I'm never going to tell him that I've been watching the Jeopardy shows without him. So our relationship is built on game show lies. Thanks.
So I've got a little secret from my childhood I'd like to confess. I was in the Cub Scouts, and we always held our meetings in the gymnasium of the school I attended. One night, we all went to different sections of the school, possibly for a scavenger hunt or something, and I wound up in the office belonging to our French teacher. As a gag, I thought it would be funny to rearrange a bunch of items in the room, like knock some of them on the floor, and just generally put stuff in the wrong place. I thought it would be hilarious if she showed up at school the following morning and was confused about why everything was so different. Well, when the French teacher did show up, she completely flipped out. The school had to give everyone a big lecture, our Cub Scout troop would now be forbidden to leave the gymnasium during our meetings, and I think some kids were interrogated about the whole thing. But for some reason, they never got around to questioning me, probably because I was the last person they suspected. So the identity of the person who messed up the French teacher's office remained an unsolved mystery. But after 30 plus years, I can finally confess, it was me. I did it. Whew. Now I can sleep again at night.
Hey, what's your secret? I got my mom a Chanel purse for her birthday, but we were fighting, so I ended up not giving it to her.
Damn.
Thanks.
Sorry, Mom. I love you.
What's your secret?
Okay, so when we were younger, we weren't really allowed to have too many sweets only because my brother would consume so much sugar. Sometimes he would just act like a gremlin. So my mom was just totally against us having sugar. So we would just raid the freezer and popsicles and eat sugar packets when no one was looking. So my mom had hidden quite a few of like ice cream sandwiches and Nutty Buddies towards the back of the freezer. My brother and I discovered it all. And we ate it and blamed it on my dad. And it was convenient because my dad liked sweets too and would blame it on us. So there'd be a lot of scapegoats in the family. So my mom decided to eliminate that and put a lock with a chain link around the freezer so we couldn't open the freezer anymore. Only my dad and my mom had a key. So after a little bit of thinking, I thought, okay, you know what we'll do is we'll just take a hacksaw and we'll start cutting the chain length, and then we can slip the chain length around the back of the refrigerator and it'll look like my dad did it. So my dad just getting yelled at, like, hey, how come all the ice cream sandwiches are taken? All the ice cream's gone. And my dad's like, what? No, I know I didn't do that. And my brother and I are giggling. So I don't know, maybe when they moved their house and a couple houses ago, they saw the chain link, but I'm not so sure they did. And I, to this day, my dad still doesn't know that we took all the ice cream and he got the blame for it for all those years.
Ready?
Ready.
Do you have a secret?
I do. So this one time I ran out of dog food, but I wasn't too worried about it because I knew I had an Amazon package of a huge bag of dog food coming later that evening. Got home, going about my evening, when suddenly it's 8 p.m. and the time my Amazon package is supposed to have arrived by, and my dog food is not there, and my dog is very hungry. And being the lazy person that I am, I didn't want to drive all the way the 5 minutes to CVS or the grocery store to get dog food, so I Grubhubbed him a hamburger.
Was this like a McDonald's hamburger, or was it a cheeseburger? What was this?
This was at least a $7 hamburger, but he liked it, so you know.
What a spoiled lucky dog.
Too spoiled. Too spoiled.
What's your secret?
Sometimes when I feel really insecure, I make up people who like me. Make my boyfriend jealous. Oh my god, don't tell anybody, please. Oh, that's so rough.
Go ahead and tell me a secret.
So I do this thing. I try and avoid Walmart at most costs, except for when I'm feeling kind of like down about myself. I go to Walmart because I know I am by far the most attractive person at Walmart. And so it just makes me feel better about myself. Yeah, it's kind of something I do.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Hey, what's your secret?
My secret is that I always wanted to have 4 children, each one by a different father.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your secret?
So I was at my parents' house and talking to my mom when I mentioned how much I love these metal birds that have been in my mom's house for years. I feel like she's always had these birds. And she dropped her voice to a whisper and says to me, I never told your father, but my ex-boyfriend gave those to me 45 years ago.
Oh my God,
45 years ago. According to her, she liked them so much she just couldn't get rid of them. And she made me promise to never tell my father. Yeah, she shared that with me recently after all these years.
I'm gonna go eat something.
Back in high school, my friends and I used to terrorize our computer lab teacher. It was a group effort. We figured out how to hack the website and administrative filter so we could get into every part of the computer and go to any website we wanted. And then we would also crawl under the desk and switch the mouse and keyboard cables around. So one of us would be moving the mouse from the other side and she'd watch it moving when no one was touching the computer. And we just loved watching her struggle.
Oh, that poor teacher. Yeah. You're so bad.
Yeah, we were pretty bad. I still feel kind of bad about it to this day, but it's also still kind of funny.
Yeah, you don't feel that bad.
A little.
Oh, okay.
What's your secret?
Well, I'm going to Vegas this weekend with one of my boyfriends, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna propose. And if he does, I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
What's your secret?
I was driving to work one morning, and I usually don't drive to work, but when I was hitting around the corner, I saw a raven in the middle of the road.
Okay.
I drove past it, and it didn't fly away. It just walked across the street slowly. and stared at me.
That's creepy.
So then I decided to park the car at the metro and ride into work instead of drive.
That's your secret?
It just creeped me out. It's too embarrassing. It's weird.
Okay.
And apparently ravens remember your face.
What are you telling me?
Yeah, ravens, crows, birds,
okay,
man.
Okay, thanks.
What's your secret?
When I was starving and barely scraping by in New York City, I found quite the unique, shall we say, way to get a free cab fare. What I would do is I would hail a cab and I'd tell the cabbie that they could spank my ass one time for each dollar of the final fare. I wonder if any of them ever took the longer route to get me from one place to my final destination, but it worked every time.
Thank you.
Okay, Ben, so I think it's time for you to tell us a secret about you.
Okay. One time when I was visiting home, my dear friend Kathy, who has left us, lent me her BMW. Mm-hmm. Well, I apparently parked it in a not-so-legal space, and it got towed.
No.
I went to the impound lot like 15 miles away. I paid whatever they wanted, and I somehow managed to get them to release the car to me, even though it wasn't mine. I paid the ticket. I returned the car to Kathy like nothing had ever happened.
Oh, my goodness.
She never figured it out. She never knew, and I'm confessing now.
Wow.
Kathy, I am so sorry.
Whoa, she really made that happen.
She's got to be laughing up there, right?
What's your secret?
Last night I got to bed at like 2 a.m. because I had to go to Mitchell Airport to pick up my uncle and then drop him off in Milwaukee. And that's like 2 hours both ways. Long story short, all that driving, all that picking up, I got to my house in my room, in my bed by like 2. I had to wake up early today. Because today was our first staff meeting for work, and I was at 7:30. So yeah, I was tired. So today at work, I just turned off my office light, closed the door so nobody would see me, and I was just so tired. I took this hoodie that I have in my office, I bundled it up like a little pillow, and I crawled in under my desk. I set a timer on my phone, an alarm, and I went to sleep at work. I mean, they do it in like other countries. Why don't we do it in the US, right? Sweden, I think, offers like nap rooms. I should be able to sleep at work.
My secret is when I was younger, I would eat baby powder. And the only person that knew about it was my mom because she ate it too. And at one point, I was sprinkling it on Ritz crackers.
Oh my God, that is too funny. When I was a little kid, I used to eat my grandmother's dog's liver snaps. I don't know what the deal was. I was like 2 or 3 years old, and they were down there in the bowl, like little red triangles and yellow squares and I guess cute little shapes. And they would look over at me and be like, oh my God, she's eating the dog's food.
What's your secret?
When I'm bored, I like to write episodes in my mind for TV shows that have been canceled. And what I would never tell anyone is in junior high, I used to write episodes of 90210 where I was Luke Perry.
No!
Okay. Tell me your secret.
All right. So when my youngest dog was like a year old, I had just given him a bath, had his collar off and everything, and went outside with the other dog, and I thought Jax had run off because he wasn't anywhere to be found. So I freaked out, bawling, calling my kids, getting everyone searching for this dog, posting it on Facebook, driving around, bawling, come back to the house, circle around, hoping he's on the porch step or something. And I'm walking back in the house, and I had already done this at one point, but I'd gone through the house yelling for him. Well, that little shithead had followed me into a bedroom. And I had shut the door with him in there. And everyone was out looking for him. And I have never told anyone that he was actually in the bedroom.
So you just showed up.
Oh my God, I love that.
No, I posted a picture that I found him. He was just sitting on the doorstep.
And so we end 2019, as secret room tradition requires, with a review of all our great street secrets from the year past. And the end of the year is a time for reflection. So I want to say thanks to everyone who made The Secret Room their favorite indie podcast that could in 2019. And I want to thank the innumerable people who submitted their secrets this year, which is the fuel for this show. And a special shout out to all the people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. The Facebook discussion group is kind of off the hook. You guys seriously rock. Join us there if you haven't already. It is great community. This time of year is also a time for looking forward, so I want to wish everyone the most amazing 2020. I hope you achieve all your dreams. We just launched a really cool companion podcast called The Secret Room Unlocked. You get behind the curtain of each episode of The Secret Room. You'll hear deleted and extended scenes, bloopers, insight into how the show got to air, the original secret submission, and a post-interview discussion and extra images. I also drop an occasional extra interview. The Secret Room Unlocked is available exclusively on Patreon.com. It's a great way to support this podcast that gives and gives and gives. And if you'd like to give a little back, The Secret Room Unlocked is my way of saying thanks for your support. Patreon.com/Secret Room. Thanks also to the great brands that supported us in 2020. Find all their discounts at our website and click the codes tab. Thank you, Susie Lark, who helps produce the show and is your host for The Secret Room Unlocked. Also, Sachelle Brooks and Alessandra Nigro. Elkid is the shadow producer and Chet is the sound engineer. Thanks to the Street Secret team for getting those bite-sized secrets at the top of every show. And our music and theme are composed and performed by Breakmaster Cylinder. Do you remember Jenna from today's show? Well, how could you? There were 39 secrets today. Jenna, you told us about texting and driving on the way to your boyfriend's house, right?
Yeah.
You want to take us out?
This is The Secret Room, a podcast about the stories that no one ever tells. I'm like, I definitely...
You got it.
Oh, that I got it right?
Perfect.
Oh. I like say it along with it, but I can't do it by myself.
I'm Ben Ham. Pod on.
Pod on. I love that saying.
It's catchy, right?
Yeah.